Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I have a returning guest, and you know that if they return, well, they don't get to do that if they're not the best quality. And we have best quality, and there he is, Dan Weber. Dan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me on the David Holland Show.
All right, this is great, Dave. You're a good man. A president and founder of AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens, and the website is amac.us, AMAC.us. That's the website, and we've had Dan on the program before, and we actually caught him early in the launch of Association of Mature American Citizens as an alternative to other programs out there that maybe don't necessarily match up with the views of a lot of people and their beliefs about our country and how our country should be run. So we caught him early, and now I am really excited, Dan. I read the report. You now have over 1.2 million members. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, David. Appreciate that coming from you.
Well, you're a good guy, and I like what you guys are doing. I've been to the website, and it is, let me say, it's robust. You've really done a lot since the last time we talked. So give my listeners who didn't have the opportunity to hear the last time you and I were together, give my listeners the benefit of a little bit of what you're doing with AMAC and what this is about and something that they may want to participate in.
Great. Well, thank you, David. Yeah, a lot of people feel that the country's headed in the wrong direction. And, you know, you have the traditional arguments, conservative versus liberal. Liberals say, well, we're going to do this to help the country. Conservatives most often say, well, we're against it. The difference is that AMAC believes in the old-fashioned American values, but yet we have solutions to some of the nation's greatest problems. And unfortunately, the largest senior organization hasn't really been doing the job, and that's where AMAC comes in. We've got programs on Social Security. We just had a healthcare symposium in Washington. We had over 100 people there, and 800 people saw it streaming. Just a lot of good things that we're doing. If we can get a little more attention in Washington, if we're 3, 4, 5 million membership, the congressional offices pay attention to us now. But if we're 5 times bigger, then they'll really snap to attention.
Well, then we just need to get your current members just to tell 4 of their friends, and we're there.
That's right. That's the way to do it, David, isn't it?
I like it. So this is a neat opportunity for me, Dan, because I know that you're busy, and I know that you, and I like what you're doing. I think it's great. But this provides an opportunity for me to ask what maybe somebody might consider to be naive questions, or maybe questions that, you know, they answer themselves. But I know that there's a lot of key issues that AMAC has, and we won't be able to get to all of them, but there's some real hot button issues that are out there that really, you refer to them as a core issue, and people are scratching their heads right now listening to you and I talk, Dan, saying, what's this got to do with money? This is a money show. Well, all of this stuff comes back to money. And one simple example, which I know is a real important issue for AMAC, and I'll just pick from one of, you know, there's a lot of them, but one of them is the balanced budget and the national debt. And that affects all of us, no matter who you are or what's on your voter registration card. Where does AMAC stand on that? What are some, you made a great point, Dan, about not just saying I'm against or for something, but actually having a plan. So what are some of the thoughts that you guys have been putting out about how we can move this country forward in a way that is sensible from a budget and from, you know, from obviously spending and revenue standpoint?
Yeah, well, everything you're saying is great, and it's nice of you to bring that to the public's attention. People don't realize how badly we are in debt. You know, so once you get into, I think it was Everett Dirksen that said, once you get over $3 billion, you lose most people. And we're $17 trillion, soon we'll be $18 trillion. Okay, they say, okay, that transfers to about $70,000 of debt for every single American. But what we have is a problem of the interest on the debt. So soon, we'll be spending more money on the interest on the debt if we keep it up the next 6 or 7 years than we would be on any other item in the budget. In other words, what it is, David, and you and I have talked about this, it's like if somebody isn't able to make their mortgage payments, so then they go out and get credit cards, and they start making their mortgage payments with credit cards, and then they run out of credit cards, they get more credit cards, and eventually the bubble has got to burst. And that, unfortunately, is the problem with our country. We have well-meaning politicians who want to help people, and they keep borrowing the money to do it. Social Security is a case in point. Obamacare is another case in point. You know, we were told it would save $250 billion over the next 10 years. CBO just came out, Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, and they said, no, it's going to cost $250 billion. A friend of mine, Murray Holland, wrote a book on the national debt, and he said it's going to cost us $1.2 trillion.
Yeah, we've had Murray on, and he did a great job with that.
Yep. Yeah, and we got to control ourselves. You know, you and I guess we think alike. You know, you ask your clients what's important to them, and a lot of them will say our kids. Well, every generation up until now, if you ask parents, do you think your kids will be better off than you are, we always would answer yes. But today's kids are in deep trouble because of the bad spending habits of the present generations and the politicians. When I started working, and some of my older brothers started working, 1% was taken out of our pay for Social Security. An employer matched 1%. Then a few years later, they doubled it. 2% was taken out of our pay, and the employer matched it with 2%. So let's say that's 4%. 4%, 40 years ago, was taken out of our pay. Now, Social Security alone is 6.2%. Add 6.2 that the employee pays, 6.2 from the employer, that's 12.4%. Add Medicare, 3%, now you're up to 15%.
And it's still not enough.
Taken out of a young person's money. Now, yeah. When I was a kid, there was no sales tax. So add an average of 6%. Okay? When I was a kid, property taxes compared to the percentage, I'm not talking dollars now, I'm talking percentage, equal percentages, was much lower. Property tax, state, county, all the taxes were a lot less. Services were not as great, I admit that, but the property taxes were a lot less. So here you have, roughly speaking, one-third of a younger person, young family today, one-third of their money is gone before income taxes are taken out. Where when I was first working, when I was growing up, only 4% of my money was taken out in taxes. So we're taking a quarter of the spending power away from our young people. Simple arithmetic.
What's really amazing to me, Dan, and I appreciate, you know, you guys, your organization, AMAC, bringing this to the front and making people aware, is even with all of what you just said, which is a real burden for a lot of people, even with that, it's still not enough, and we're closing in on a $3 trillion U.S. federal tax revenue on an annual basis between income, payroll, and corporate taxes, $3 trillion, and it's still not enough. So how many countries, you know, have one-tenth of that and are happy to have that, and we've got almost $3 trillion in revenue, and it's still not enough. So we don't have a revenue problem, Dan. You know that.
That's right. It's not that we're not collecting enough. It's that we're spending. That's the real problem.
Well, we're going to continue to focus on these issues, and I want to do this. I'm going to grab a quick break. We'll come back, Dan, and I've got a couple of the key things.
Great.
That we need to get to. Dan Weber's with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's president and founder of AMAC. That's the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC.us. Right back after this quick break.
When it comes to finding an advisor you can trust, are you unsure of the questions to ask? David Holland has written a book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy today. Or if you'd like to meet one-on-one with David to discuss your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book when you meet. There's no cost or obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are very fortunate to have Dan Weber, president and founder of AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens, on the line with us. And Dan, I got to get to another one of the key things I know that AMAC is focused on. And I know this is a bit of a sensitive subject for a lot of people. It's got a lot of landmines, but the issue is immigration. And if the national debt doesn't have an impact on everyone financially, immigration certainly does. And of course, we're not talking about going through proper procedure and channels and all that. We're talking about illegal immigration coming across primarily the southern border. Here's my question, Dan, and I know this is going to have kind of a twist on it. I think I know the answer, but why does, when somebody speaks up and says, you know, we really need to control our borders, we really need to have borders that are real before we start talking about what to do with or how to properly address the people that are here illegally, why is it, if you want a border that is secure, why does that make you a bigot? I mean, why is that?
I think people don't think straight sometimes. There was a psychologist that actually did a study of people, and there's maybe 20-30% of people actually think, for example, if they heard me say, everyone deserves a good job and it's up to the government to guarantee everybody a good job, there are 30% of the people, their mind believes that, and their mind doesn't say, well, wait a minute, how can we do that? It's just they hear something that pleases them. It's almost like a self-induced narcotic.
Yeah.
Here's something that pleases them, and they believe in it. And
wow.
The psychologist who is the paper that I read, it basically was saying that they con themselves into hearing these good things, and it just makes them feel better. They don't think about the realities of life. You know, there's a lot that can be done to help immigrants. David, I have two people who work for me. They're both Hispanic Americans, okay? And they both came here legally. And they are upset. They said, why shouldn't they wait in line like I had to wait in line?
Yeah. Yeah.
Both of them are married, happily married to Americans, but they had to get legalized, you know, and they met their spouses later. They came when they were young. They did it through the legal way. And those people are more upset than almost anybody because they're saying it's not fair.
Right.
You know, I did it the right way, and these people are allowed to get away with it, and I think it's because we have a leader of our country who doesn't respect law.
Well, the thing that concerns me, and again, it's not. There's a lot of things to this. We want to be respectful of people, and we want to help people. We are an extraordinarily generous country, and regardless of what some people may say, and we want to help people. But every person that crosses without the proper process is adding one more person that strains already existing stretched resources. And I've never understood it. And that's why I'm glad that AMAC is involved here, Dan, because...
Well, we sure are, David. We've got some concrete solutions, we think. For example, one of the things that could easily be done is the USA could open up job offices in Mexico, in El Salvador, you know, in all these, you know, Costa Rica, all those countries where American companies say, I need somebody to be a dishwasher. I need four busboys. I need three parking attendants. I need whatever I need. Starting jobs. I started out as a pinboy in a bowling alley. I worked in a car wash when I was a kid. I worked in a kitchen when I was a kid. And I've made myself, thank God, into a wealthy person. And I did it through hard work. There are plenty of, and that's one thing we do find, a lot of the immigrants are looking to work hard. But instead of setting up a common sense system and say, I have an employer in the United States, we'll interview in Mexico, we'll hire them, they'll get a special work visa, they can come into the country legally, we got a job for them, they'll be paying taxes, and they'll be paying their way. Instead, We have people, in order to buy votes, it's the only way they're doing it, like our president and some people in his party. You know, they realize the Hispanic vote is growing and growing and growing. So they say, oh, well, we'll give away all this stuff and we'll get their votes. And you know what? Unfortunately, it's working, but it's hurting their own people.
Well, it is a very complicated issue, but it's one that if we don't get a handle on, it will reach a point where you may it may not be able to be turned around. If you're just joining us, Dan Weber is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, president and founder of AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC.us. We're going to grab a quick break and we'll be back with Dan. Stay right there.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialist, and certified annuity specialist. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and accurate service to our 300-plus clients. If you're looking for financial advice you can count on today and for many years to come, call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You've just joined the David Holland fan club of Dan Weber. Dan, good to be talking to you again, Dan. No, the Association of Mature American Citizens is the organization we're talking about, AMAC.us. And I want to get to another big one, Dan, and I know there's so many things we could talk about. And this is one that will also strike very close to home for some people, and that is the growth of government. Now, I know that AMAC is very much in a favor of reducing the role of government in our lives and what seems to be an ever-increasing expansion. How do we put a lid on it when it just seems to every time Congress gets together and the president, of course, has to participate, that the government gets bigger?
Yeah, I can actually tell you a story with New York City. Years ago, when I had an insurance business, we were looking at handling a retirement plan for the city of New York, a voluntary retirement plan. And they were hiring city employees to do the plan. And this one person was a commissioner, and she had 12 people in her department. And I said, you know, we could handle the financial processing of all the investments, and you could cut 3 or 4 people off of your staff. And it would cost the city less, and we'd save you money on charges and so on. And her answer was, why would I do that? And I said, what do you mean? She said, I'm trying to build my organization, not tear it down.
Wow. Whose organization is that, right?
Yeah. She was looking to grow her department and not to save money or to do it more efficiently. She was looking to grow. And unfortunately, I guess that Sean Hannity has this one penny idea. If we cut 1% of true spending and we did it for 7 years in a row, we'd be balancing our budget.
Well, and I wouldn't be surprised at the accuracy of that, Dan. The challenge is that with just the spending in Florida here, and I'm sure you're very tuned into this with states, we've got a balanced budget amendment. We have a balanced budget requirement, so they've got to work it out
right
with the governor, or they don't get to go home. But we don't have that at the federal level.
Yeah, and also you have a government who backs it up with words. He backs up his words with actions. As you know, some of these state governments find ways around that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we've been talking about serious stuff. I'm going to ask you something a little bit on the lighter side.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to test you, and it's good for people that have children listening
right in.
What did the baby computer say to the father computer?
I don't know.
Baby computer said data.
All right. Well, there you go. There you go.
Had to put a smile, right? Somebody in the audience is laughing.
Yeah.
Somebody else is going, ah.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are so serious about everything. And that's the great thing about the David Holland Show, is that you are able to, I guess, connect with people.
Well,
you know, the way you help them understand how to handle money, what we should be doing and not what we want to do, that kind of stuff. It's great. It really is.
Thank you, Dan. It's important work. It means a lot to me that I get an opportunity to help people and guide them. And that's why I'm on the planet. That's what I'm here to do. And, because we all want a better tomorrow. And so that's why I applaud what you guys are doing at AMAC. And you know, you mentioned, we talked about the expansion of government. And we don't have that balanced budget amendment or, limitation at the federal level, which of course means that We've got the tax piece of this that continues to be a challenge. You gave statistics at the beginning of the show and how this all adds up so quickly. Do you think we'll ever see some sort of meaningful tax reform? I mean, you know, every time
Well, we will. We will see it, and I hope it comes about because we have enough foresight and we have vision. I hope it doesn't come because the nation's in such terrible condition that we have to do what, like they did in Greece, what they're doing in some of Cyprus and some of those places where they're just laying off thousands of government workers and creating terrible economic upheaval because they didn't watch what they were doing. But that's where we're headed, David, unless some level-headed leaders start, you know, taking the reins and getting everything under control.
That's very insightful, Dan. And you know, I am asked on a routine basis because I meet with people every week about their money, and we're doing planning and we're thinking about the future, just as you talked about. And I am asked very often, well, David, you know, part of what we've got to figure out here is when to take money and when to access IRAs and 401ks and
right.
when to, you know, and,
yep.
and the question I get all the time, Dan, is, well, David, what do you think about future tax rates? And I am hopeful that you're right about our getting a handle on things, but I tell people routinely what we're paying now may be very low compared to what it is in the future. So
yes.
we should not be shy about incurring some taxes now and maybe draw against some of those things that would otherwise be taxed at maybe a higher rate
sure.
down the road.
Yep, I agree. And that sounds like sound advice. That's why the country needs free enterprise and people like you who can help educate the people.
Well, I think that if they want education, they've got to look for it, find opportunities, and stay tuned in. When you present the Association of Mature American Citizens, this is a, you know, an alternative to other organizations out there that maybe do not jive, that you, the values or the beliefs don't necessarily jive with people and what they're looking for. Do you present this as this is an alternative that maybe matches up on a more conservative basis? Is that a fair way to say it?
That's a good way of putting it, David. Yeah, we consider ourselves an alternative to the largest senior organization out there. But more importantly, we look at some of the positive ideas that we've produced. For example, I've talked to you before about our Social Security guarantee, a way that we can save Social Security, give poor people more money, and guarantee everybody an increase and do it without raising taxes. And that's starting to get a good response on Capitol Hill. And we just got to keep building membership, and then all of a sudden they're going to start paying attention. And that's why it's so great of you to have me on your show once again.
Well, the awareness is important. AMAC.us, and they go to the website. We've got about a minute left, Dan. Talk about the membership so people, because they're going to go and find out when they get there. Tell them a little bit about what the membership, how the membership works.
Well, it's $16 a year. You get a discount for 3-year and 5-year membership. The membership covers a family, you know, it covers member and spouse for the same $16. We have a lot of other benefits, things like competitive plans for health insurance. We have things like discounts on auto insurance from travelers and also local discounts at local stores. People will definitely save much more than their membership fee and discounts that they'll get. But the most important thing, we'll give them representation in Washington. We have our lobbyists today. I just got off the phone with two of our representatives who is going around with our lobbyists in Washington, and a report I'm getting back is that the reception they're getting, they saw 4 different congressional offices so far today, and we're getting a great response. We'll be holding town halls with some of the congressmen and women out there. So
excellent.
It's going to work out really good.
Excellent work, Dan. Dan Weber, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest, president, founder of AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens, 1.2 million strong and growing. Dan, continued success to you and your organization.
Thanks, Dave. God bless.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.